Our Health Institution, 1907. Our Health Institution, St. Helena Sanitarium. At St. Helena, very great improvements have been made. Physicians and the ministerial helpers and those who administer treatment have largely been those who, for years, have put heart and soul into the work in administering in every line. The change has been wrought and is expressed in every line. The work is moving in the Lord's order. I know that angels of God preside in this health retreat institution. Dr. Rand has made the Lord his stronghold, and his helpers unite with him, and he unites with them. Men and women act their part, and the Lord is apparent by taking charge of the whole working force. I have perfect freedom in bearing my testimony, and the blessing of the Lord has rested upon me in giving my testimony. As I speak to those assembled, I have perfect freedom. I rejoice in this reformatory work that testifies we are all seeking to act our individual parts in our sanitariums. And if each will act his individual part, and will through consecration to God follow on to know the Lord, all will know their place. We are to renew our consecration daily. We will not have to silence men who are seeking to act their individual part through Christ's strengthening them. They will be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed. They will stand in their consecrated obedience, each acting his part, not incriminating one another, but true as steel to earnest, yet gentle faith, true as steel to the carrying out of the Lord's purpose to draw nigh to God, that they may receive his rich combination of graces, loving, very earnest and yet gentle, very consistent and yet charitable. They will receive the graces of Christ as children of God and impart to all with whom they associate. May we all, who receive the benefits of this sanitarium, recognize and realize his loving presence, whether he speaks to us by his word or his many gracious providences. He encourages us, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Matthew 11, verse 28.